From NPR News, this is Day to Day. There's an amusing twist today in what has been so far a fairly routine antitrust case. The Federal Trade Commission has been trying to block the organic grocery chain Whole Foods from buying a smaller rival. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports that the CEO of Whole Foods has been quite vocal about his rival on an anonymous internet chat site. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. And Sam, what's going on here?
Well, evidently, the CEO and co-founder of Whole Foods, John Mackey, was frequenting Yahoo's financial chat boards under the username Rahodeb, which is his wife Deborah's name spelled backwards. But the story gets even odder. For about 8 years until last August, Mackey had repeatedly bashed Whole Foods' chief competitor, Wild Oats, in these internet postings while painting a rosy picture for his own company. He said things like, "The writing is on the wall. The end game is now underway for Wild Oats. Whole Foods is systematically destroying their viability as a business, market by market, city by city." That's a quote from him on one of these postings. Hundreds of postings like these were released yesterday by the Federal Trade Commission, which is trying to block Whole Foods from buying Wild Oats on antitrust grounds. This, of course, doesn't bode well for that deal going through.
Right. Well, did he break any rules by doing this? Are there any regulations against doing this?
At the very least, he's probably blown his company's chances of buying Wild Oats. At the worst, he's in direct violation of federal security laws. Now, Harvey Pitt, a former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, told the Wall Street Journal that posting under a pseudonym isn't unlawful per se. But if Mackey was trying to influence the stock price with inaccurate information, that would break the law. I talked to Yale School of Management's Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, who specializes in corporate governance. He says some of Mackey's postings definitely crossed the line.
So he's putting out untrue information as the CEO of a company, putting it out to the public, and also advising when to buy and sell stock in the company or competition, as he's done in these quoted emails. That sounds like a lot of legal hot water to me.
Now, Sonnenfeld says Mackey's intention probably wasn't to plunder shareholder wealth. Instead, he calls it a sequential series of dumb attacks.
And some of them are less serious. Some of the postings, he talks about his haircuts, defending his haircut. When I guess one of the posters is saying that he looks silly, he defends them under his pseudonym. What is Whole Foods saying seriously about its CEO's actions here?
Whole Foods released a statement downplaying these internet postings, and it said that the Rahodeb postings are being taken out of context and that they represent Mackey's personal opinions and not those of the company. Now, in the end, the real damage may not come from these postings, but other information emerging, such as the claim that Mackey had spoken to colleagues about Wild Oats being the only competitive threat to Whole Foods and the need to eliminate that threat. Not exactly what you want to hear in an antitrust case.
Right. Thank you, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.